Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now we have got the wonderful Kvokal here on the radio. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Fee?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Is that right, Kvokal? Is that how you're going with pronouncing it?
Yeah, Kvokal or Kvokal. I kind of let it up to the people to decide.
Cool. And what's it mean? What's Kvokal? Kvokal.
Oh, it's a long story. It's something of achieved in a deep mental state, you know,
hours
of meditation here. And I don't know if I could sum it up in the length of a radio interview, to be honest.
Okay, that sounds great. And I like the interchanging terminology of meditation and medication. That's great.
Yeah,
great title.
I'm glad you picked up on that. I was worried it wouldn't land.
So you've just released an album of some very cool stuff, and you've had another EP out just before that as well. But this is a relatively new project. So could you tell the audience what Kvokal is and what the project is for you?
I guess I've been making beats since I got introduced to GarageBand in primary school.
Mm.
I was lucky to have a teacher back then who showed me the ropes of making stuff out of loops and that. But now I've gotten to a point where I was like, I have to release something. I've been making beats my whole life. And
yeah,
it is a personal endeavor, but it started off this process of thinking about, like, well, what's actually me? Because I've kind of dabbled in a bunch of different genres over the years. And this was an attempt at that. I'm not going to say I achieved that at all, but I think through sort of trying to, like, I guess, imitate the Witch House style,
yeah,
and do something that was kind of unserious, I very quickly got into deep waters of actual seriousness and self-reflection.
Cool.
And I think something about that made me go, okay, this is real enough to, like, want to put out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that about those sort of genres, like Witch House has this sort of steeped, like, irony or, like, kind of comedic, like, over-the-top maximalism that, like, is actually what can cause you to have the excuses or, like, the narrative tools to be able to do some, like, outrageously esoteric shit because you kind of know that, like, it's sort of taking the piss, but it also sort of gives you the space to be able to, like, explore things in a way that you couldn't if you were doing, like, you know, rock music or something or
whatever. In true Kiwi bloke fashion, yeah. By, like, taking the piss side.
Yeah, yeah.
Only way to get to something real.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got the track X is looks like the sort of single to the album, or it's the one that stood out as well that I've got to playlist and I'm going to play afterwards. Could you maybe describe that track in particular and what it was like, and how do you go about making tunes like that?
I think that one wasn't even going to go on the album at first because I started working on that and it just stood out like a sore thumb against everything else I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of have this problem in the first place of struggling to make songs that feel relevant to each other, you know? And that one was, like, outlying the furthest from the album. But then I was like, you know what? I think this is actually my favorite out of all of them because I just accidentally tapped into something that I was really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think just embracing maximalism and having some fun with it and sort of having a... even in an almost semi-unserious project, having the less serious, like, I always kind of have one song on a release that's, like, a holiday from the rest of it, where it's sort of, like, if I'm feeling creatively frustrated, I'll put a bunch of wackiness into one little outlet.
Mm.
And then I was like, you know what? It had this emotional complexity to it that set a new standard for what I wanted to achieve with all the rest of the album, you know?
Yeah, cool. And I've been fortunate enough to see you working, doing some sound stuff and work with you and stuff. And I was wondering about how, like, working in the music industry and doing sound engineering in particular, like, how that's come to inform when you go into a different medium, like, obviously recording in general, but also, like, with creating electronic music. How's that kind of come to inform or affect the way you go about making music?
It's definitely had its impact, you know. I'm glad you asked, because, doing sound for, you know, every kind of genre of music that I'm aware of has given me this perspective of sort of looming over music and not quite being in it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure being a radio host, you might get a similar kind of
feeling. Yeah, true, yep.
And it's real common these days. I guess we all have music nerd friends where it's like almost takes you further from music, like mm-hmm. witnessing so much of it and sort of over intellectualizing it a lot too. So I had that for sure. But I think live sound helped me to realize that my perfectionist instincts get in the way of making music a lot.
Totally, yeah.
And so I needed a project, and the Witch House was perfect for this, where I could escape that completely and just, like, no one cares about, like, high-quality production in this genre, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it sort of goes with what I was... what we were talking about before with, you know, you can using a genre as, like, a way to have, like, at least a guided aesthetic so that you don't have to, like, overthink everything or whatever, whereas obviously in live sound you kind of have that... It's sudden and it's spontaneous, and all you can do is react and fix, which is quite different to being like left to be like putting out an output project where it is complete. But like that's pretty you know, daunting, I think, for a lot of artists to finally give up a project and be like, oh, I should really stop mixing this, or I should really stop you know, adding new elements to this. So I think it's cool being able to bring those skills, or like even have that knowledge and use that as a way that you can find a medium where you actually can just throw out an idea and kind of enjoy creating and not get lost in the stuff that you might have had so much experience putting time and effort into.
Yeah, and I think these days a lot of people get fixated with just deciding what genre to make rather than just making something that comes kind of subconsciously and rolling with it.
Totally, yeah. Yeah,
and with music marketing these days, it's kind of like that, where it's almost like you have to have some catchy tagline to describe your music, that kind of
you know,
post shoegaze or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And so what would your 5-word tagline of 12 genres put into one decade / aesthetic / you know.
Oh, I call it spooky beats, to be honest. That's all I can go with.
Nice. Spooky beats is good. Yeah. It's nice and unpretentious. You dodged that question really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. A lot of people like call it a noise project, which was kind of funny for me because I come from like a noise and sound college background. Mm-hmm. But for me, this was like my attempt at being musical and like making something I can actually show people.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, it's like the hardcore musician or the experimental musician that writes a pop song. They think it's a pop song, but it's still like experimental or hardcore or whatever. But everyone actually likes that one.
Yeah. My perspective is just so skewed.
Yeah. Cool. And so what can you see to come for Kvocal? Like, are you planning on just making more stuff at this? Have you got a massive back catalogue of stuff that you're eternally working on? And I think we said beforehand that you've been playing a couple of live shows. Is that something you intend to look at as a live project or a recording project?
I think live shows, I told myself as a contrast to my noise projects that this one would be very carefully thought out and planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some very kind friends that just told me I'm playing this show, and I was like, I'm so not ready, but okay, I can't say no as well.
Cool.
So it was kind of rushed and ended up, you know, being something quite different. I still played some of the songs, but I was sort of DJing and mm-hmm. then playing some like guitar solos and crap over it. So mm-hmm. it was like lots of fun, a bit more dancey, which I enjoyed, but mm-hmm. It was kind of like, yeah, not what I was intending, and maybe I'll still go for the live show that I was planning, but also that those shows were so much fun that I feel like I have to keep doing that, you know?
Cool. And so for the listeners down here who might not have got to see you in person, could you tell us, like, where have you played shows? Because you've been playing, is it in Ponicky? And, like, what's the scene been like that you've been playing at?
Yeah, in Ponicky. So, like, one was sort of we did a noise summer show, which was a house party with a bit of hip hop and a bit of straight up noise, and then I was kind of like the in between. And it was at my mate's house, like in Outer Valley, and it was this like beautiful sort of dingy room that only fits about like 25 people or something, but mm-hmm. One of those staircases that goes all around the room, and we like strapped speakers to it with the Hi-Vis like tie downs and stuff. It was real raucous and DIY. But so much fun to get a room like squish full of people and make noise and annoy all the old people in the neighborhood. So very like DIY, very like noise punk kind of vibes. And then I played at one of the iGum shows at San Fran recently.
Oh, yeah, cool.
My good friends at Swamp Soul have been booking some shows there and getting some DJs that I think are a bit more, like, younger and exciting for the uni students or whatnot, because, you know, they've had, like, a few... I feel like it's the one place you don't need, like, a serious career DJ, you know?
Yeah,
you just want to have a little party, yeah.
Yeah, cool. No, that's really cool. And have you got any plans to do more recordings as well?
Yeah, I'm already working on a bunch of other tracks, and always am, because I don't know, making beats that has always been like a coping mechanism for me, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got some other stuff and some stuff in a more dancey direction, which I made for those sets, which I'd like to put out. I feel like, I don't know, I thought they were a quick like set filler, and it turns out I was like, oh, I really like the sound actually, and I think they're some of my best work. So I hope to put those out soon if I can kind of make some more material that would fit on a release with that.
Cool. That's really cool. So for like the sort of scene that you've been around and seen and played, I know you've done sound for a lot of people, so that can kind of affect the music you have experienced and that you might have been influenced by. But is there any like big artists or names like maybe Kiwi artists or even just like things that have made you inspired and want to create some music like this? Or is there some like big witch house artists you were kind of mainly... not necessarily going for, but taking inspiration from? Or do you tend to just kind of draw from everything, and that's how you kind of put out the maximalist vibe? You just pull from everything you can think of?
Yeah, I'd say it's like pretty evenly spread all around the place. Like at the moment, I'm listening to a lot of IDM and then a lot of like reggae.
Cool.
And I don't know how it all fits together, but I think I do have this sort of hoarder instinct where I have to take a little bit from everything that I'm on, you know?
Cool. And so, like, growing up and, like, watching music in Aotearoa, have you got any kind of big favourites or big inspirations and stuff?
You know Soda Boys is one of them.
Oh, true. Wow. That's very kind of you.
Back in the Rock Quest days, you know, I got that compilation CD. Oh. And
thanks. I was not baiting there.
But nah, there's a lot of Poneke musicians that I'm into. Flip for Garth is definitely a big favorite.
He's been really cool.
A new standard for me in terms of like... just like beautiful, emotionally complex electronic music, you know?
Yeah, really, really loved his releases. They've been awesome.
Yeah. And then I guess the Wellington / now Littleton dubstep scene has always been big for me at work. Just seeing some people who I feel like are so good at like gauging the emotions of a crowd like that, and just like pulling out banger after banger, and it makes you go, oh, I need to work harder on my beats, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really cool to see that community doing some amazing like world-class dubstep that doesn't necessarily get a super large amount of viewing in the New Zealand music sphere, but kind of sometimes blows up on the internet, or sometimes just stays completely invisible apart from to the people who manage to go to those shows and be blown away by some of those artists.
Yeah, I guess I'm always most inspired by the people who are, like, less visible but just keep doing it because they either can't help it or just love what they do so much, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Cool. All right, well, it's been really lovely to have you on and have a chat. Really appreciate coming on, and I'm very keen to give this EP... I gave it a quick hoon earlier, but I'm really keen to listen to the whole thing again. Or album, would you call it an album?
I call it a tape.
A tape, yeah, nice. Does that mean you might make a tape?
I'm making tape. I'm in contact with some people now. We'll see if we can get that rolling.
Cool. Yeah, you should save me one. I'll hit you up. I'm very keen.
Oh yeah.
I've been hooning the tapes real hard in my car recently, and would love to have that.
Yo. For sure.
Yeah. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti?
Oh, just like thanks for tuning in, and keep rocking the DIY music, eh?
Yeah, sick. So check out Kvokil, that's Kvokil, in case you have been confused by our different pronouncings every time on Bandcamp. And yeah, the new album, Unguided Medication, just came out. I'm going to track on the track X. And yeah, thanks so much for joining us and having a chat.
Thanks for having me.
Here we go. This is Kvokal with the brand new tune, X. You're tuned into Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.